Welcome to a podcast of a primer on predatory open access scholarly publishers, presented by Jeffrey Beal. This podcast was recorded at the 2013 TA Conference in Reno, Nevada.
The talk will cover the four models of scholarly journal publishing, predatory publishers and their characteristics, a detailed description of the weaknesses of the gold open access model, a discussion of the open access movement, and a discussion of licensing. And if you don't understand any of those terms, hopefully you will be an expert in them by the end of this talk. So first, I'd like to tell you a little bit about me. I'm the Scholarly Initiatives Librarian at the University of Colorado, Denver. I work at Auraria Library there. My work involves working with library colleagues to inform the campus about scholarly communication and issues related to it. My library is located in downtown Denver. And if you've ever been to the Convention Center in Denver, the Auraria campus is right behind it. The campus is operated by a state agency and hosts three institutions of higher learning, including my university, a smaller university, and a community college. They all share the same library, and the library is operated by the University of Colorado Denver on behalf of all three schools. Throughout most of my library career, my research focused on the weaknesses of full-text searching and the strengths of metadata-enabled searching. The two biggest problems in information discovery I found were homonyms and synonyms, and many high-quality databases are set up to deal with these hurdles, such as for synonyms, when you search for false teeth in a database, the database may offer you a cross-reference that says, see dentures. Regarding homonyms, if you search for boxers, the computer doesn't know if you mean the dog, the fighter, or the underwear. So databases create unique terms for each concept, separating them out and enabling better search precision. Since 2009, my research focus has gradually changed, and I now dedicate my research efforts to the study of predatory open access publishers, and that's what this talk is about, and I'll explain it fully here in a second. Let me quickly define predatory publishers now, and I'll give a fuller definition in a minute. Predatory publishers are those journal publishers that abuse the author pays model of scholarly publishing. They charge scholarly authors a fee whenever they accept a paper for publication in one of their journals. The unintended consequences of having financial transactions between authors and publishers has corrupted some publishers who now accept just about anything for money, essentially becoming scholarly vanity presses. This is the focus of my research. People often ask me how I came to be interested in predatory publishers, and the answer is that I was intrigued by the spam emails I started to receive in 2008 asking me to submit papers to open access journals. I had worked as a library cataloger for many years, so I had a bibliographic interest in this new publishing mode. I began to save the emails, and I created my first list in 2010, but it was on an old blog, and it was ignored. I never planned to research predatory publishers. It just happened slowly after I began to receive and save copies of the spam emails. Beginning in 2009, I started to write occasional reviews of predatory publishers in the library-oriented journal called The Charleston Advisor, published in South Carolina. This journal reviews commercial databases that libraries license, but also reviews some open access products. It's a review, it was in a review published there in 2010 that I coined the term predatory publisher. My blog is called Scholarly Open Access, and it has the subtitle Critical Analysis of Scholarly Open Access Publishing. Its address is scholarlyoa.com. The main part of the blog contains two lists, one of predatory publishers and one of predatory standalone journals. Increasingly, many mega journals are being established, each with a broad scope, but they are not under the aegis of any publisher. I also author about two blog posts per week, usually describing new publishers that I've recently added to my lists. I think my blog and the two lists are a study in how an academic blog can have a positive impact. The mission of my blog is to help scholars avoid being victims of publishing scams. I am approaching 1 million views, with the busiest day so far having been 46,000 views, and this was the day an article that mentioned my work appeared in the New York Times. I'm grateful to have lots of help from others in writing and maintaining my blog. I regularly receive many tips from scholars pointing out new potential predatory journals and forwarding me their spam. I like to get spam. Many also have given me constructive help on the structure and content of the blog.
You must be a TA member to listen to the full podcast. If you are already a TA member, please log in.